Oh, it bawls.
And the sound a calf or cow makes at feeding time.
It lows.
And the horses make at feeding time.
Oh, they even make a snuffling, breathing noise.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's it, exactly. But do you have a name for that, either?
I'm trying to think of one. Snorting, I guess. That's not exactly it, though. It's a snuffling,
Some of the
feed.
Choices are nicker, quicker, winner, winker, laugh, or whinny.
Well, now, nicker and whinny, I think more is when they want your attention, sure, when they're frightened, rather than a feeding noise.
You think of nicker and whinny as the same thing?
Just about. Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to feed these animals, we're talking about, you say, I'm going out to feed
the horses.
Right, all of them, though, would be the, if you're going to feed horses and cows.
Oh, the stock, yes.
Right. And if you, and the animals that you feed, you throw out the feed out like this. Is the,
the chickens.
All right. Would you ever use anything else if you had ducks and geese, which you, they probably don't have many around here?
Oh, pets.
Yeah. Well, no, these would be the brains and that. For eating.
Oh, they sometimes think they're going to raise them to eat, but they end up
okay.
being pets.
All right. A hen sitting on an egg would be called a...
A setting hen.
And a small, well, different, you know, any different kinds of enclosures that the chickens live in.
Oh, the mother chicken with hen with her chicks lives in a coop lots of times, and then later they get into a hen house.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, on your commercial scale, you have these long chicken houses.
And a bone that children like to pull a chicken bone.
Oh, a wishbone.
Now, what is the traditional thing on the wishbone? Which end do they, what do they?
One end gets the wish, and it's whichever end you have.
All right.
It changes.
It isn't the bigger one or the smaller one, though, as far as.
Seems to depend on who's calling it, which end it is.
Have you ever heard any kind of superstition or tradition with the wishbone that's put up over a door?
No, now with the horseshoe, yes,
yeah,
but not the wishbone.
In North Georgia, a couple places have gotten, they call it a boy bone. They call that bone the boy bone, and they put, it's just the boy, and they put, or the little boy, and they put it up over the door, and supposedly the first male to come through the door after it's been put up there, he's going to marry the eligible daughter in the...
Oh,
so that's,
go out and run them in.
If you ever heard the boy, well, I was telling Mrs. Love that, and she said, well, she said, I didn't know that. She said, but I'll have to put one up. She's got a couple here that I've got to get rid of. A term for the comprehensive term for the edible insides of a pig or calf. Kinds of.
Oh, the organs, I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's just a kind of a well, the, for instance, one thing is the intestines, you know, of a hog that they scrape out and fry.
Would that be chitlins? I don't
know. Yeah. But I was thinking something else, and like, haslets, harslets, pluck, squin, liver and lights, paunch, nuts.
Liver and lights, I have heard. But
paunch,
I thought liver and lights was more of a joke than a real term.
No, lights, I think, are the lungs.
I guess so.
I think so. The time when animals are given their food is called?
Feeding time.
Now, do you remember on